everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoops for the 2nd of April. So today, there's quite a bit going on, so I'm just going to delve right in. Okay, so the moon goes into its last quarter moon phase today. This is going to last for the next 3 to 4 days. The moon's north node also goes retrograde. The moon void, of course, also starts. The moon void, of course, is a time when some astrologers say it's best to put off important meetings and discussions, but I don't really subscribe because the moon goes void, of course, about 2 to 4 times each week. So we'll be forever putting up things, but just be aware that you just may be a bit more detached while the moon stays in void, of course, from 12:44 a.m. all of today until the moon moves into Capricorn tomorrow at 7 minutes past midnight. So over the next few days, the last quarter moon gives us that chance to reflect and to release any thoughts, relationships, and anything else that we need to, you know, sort of let go of in our life. It allows us to evaluate our progress and wants us to be a bit self-reflective and just think about our goals. You know, we're deep into the new year now. We're in April. We just had the spring equinox. It's never too late to change, so this energy can just make us sort of like make resolutions that we want to carry on throughout the next 8 months of the year. Negatively, you know, it can make us feel kind of detached, and other people feel detached, and make more of us obstacles in our lives. And just remember that whatever happens now are valuable lessons, although they may seem horrid, that can help us grow and evolve. So the best use of this energy is to create space for new beginnings and letting go of the things that need to, so we can allow the new in. So this could be, as I said, a relationship, a habit, a belief. And just trying to ask yourself, who am I? How can we get more in touch with our authentic self? When the moon's north node goes retrograde, it again supports us going inward. People may be more emotionally. It wants us to examine our karmic path, our life path, reconnect with our true purpose. So again, supports us in finding our authentic self, aligning with our inner spirituality and our true potential, and can just help us gain clarity and our life's direction. But again, negatively, it can just, you know, bring up a lot of inner turmoil. But again, whatever happens now can help us transform if we're prepared to, you know, learn and move on through whatever happens right now. Also today, Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Venus, and this happens when Venus is in Pisces and Mercury is in Aries. And remember, Mercury is in retrograde as well. But ultimately, this energy allows us to make our thoughts and emotions work together and overcome the challenges that the moon's north node and retrograde brings, and the moon void, of course, and the last quarter moon phase brings also, as well as Mercury being in retrograde. It can make us more emotional, be more open-minded to expressing and receiving affection, and showing gratitude and appreciation towards ourselves and others. So this energy allows us to have those heartfelt conversations and build closer relationships. But because Mercury's in Aries, sometimes, you know, these conversations may start off fiery and negative. But ultimately, you know, this energy can help us soothe old wounds and create better connections. But negatively, can also make us overthink and be overly sensitive to criticism. And we can have difficulties in expressing our true feelings. And, you know, so we'll have to try and make adjustments to the way that we communicate. Try and give people some grace because they may trigger us. And, you know, instead of thinking we're doing it on purpose, making assumptions, ask questions. Of course, you know, don't make anyone walk over you and maybe step your boundaries, but also give yourself and others grace at this time. The best use of this energy is to be creative, to write down your feelings, to paint, to dance, to game, anything that allows you to get more in touch with your inner world. And Mercury in Aries and Venus in Pisces gives us a powerful blend of imagination and intuition, allowing for the free flow of ideas, just allowing us to be just more open. So yeah, that was the Daily Scoops for the 2nd of April. Take care.